order selection. That is picking. Picking. An order picking document should be a model of clarity. Should contain all the necessary information. Which ball bearing? What is the quantity? Where it is kept? Should not contain unnecessary information. Should not be a sixth carbon copy. Okay, now you will be telling that, okay, carbon copy thing is now gone out of date. Okay, I agree. But what I mean is, the document should be legible. It should have all the correct information, all the necessary information, so that I pick the order accurately. Customer wants 12 ball bearings of 350 diameter. I should not pick 250 diameter ball bearings. It will be a waste of time. If I have an order picking document properly, what I will do is, I will make waves of those various orders, and then I will do the batching of similar components. Then I will go to that zone where the parts are kept. I will pick up the orders and sort it out. Rapid and accurate order fulfillment, by rapid and accurate picking, is the heart of the situation, because order selection, if it is wrongly done, because complaints will come, customer dissatisfaction will come, time will be wasted, customer's time will be wasted, your time will be wasted. So this is very important, order picking. Then wave picking is an application of short interval scheduling to assign orders into small groupings, that is waves, assign orders into groups, release them together, so as to allow management to coordinate the several parallel and sequential activities required to complete the work. For example, manufacturing or creating those parts also may be required. So if it is wave picking is done, it is possible to pick the orders properly. In batch picking, group of orders are picked at the same time to minimize repeat visits to the same product bin location. That means all the orders are there. For example, I have to pick up a ball bearing of 350 millimeter diameter. I will find out from all the orders how many ball bearings are required by all these orders. If I find that totally 150 bearings are required, I will go to that bin, I will pick up 150 bearings together, so that I don't waste time. Again and again I don't have to go to that product bin. Then I have to pick up gears. Then I will find out from all the orders how many gears of, let's say, 100 millimeter ID are required. Then I will go to that bin, pick up all the 100 gears, and then I will sort out order wise. Before that, I have sorted the orders. I have in waves. Waves means customer of Pune, customer of Mumbai, customer of Dubai, like that. I have sorted out the orders in customer wise or transport wise. And then I find out from that what is required by each customer, and I pick up the orders as per that. Then packing, marking, many times orders are received several days in advance of shipment. However, it is always prudent to expedite all the orders. That means we should not say, okay, it is to be dispatched after 3 weeks, so we will see after 3 weeks. No. Pick it up if it is available in your stock. Pick it up and allocate. It's always prudent to expedite all orders that involve picking and packing as soon as possible. Don't bother if it is, let us say, to be supplied or shipped after 3 weeks. Do the picking today if possible. Keep it ready. Pack it. Keep it ready. It is prudent. Marking is an important function. Use of properly designed adhesive labels and quality stencils can eliminate the errors. What is stencil? You are able to make a stencil, and then you are able to letter it properly faster. Properly designed adhesive labels, properly designed quality stencils. Mark it and keep it. pack it, mark it, and keep it. Doesn't matter, you have to ship it after 3 weeks. Don't wait, because we don't know what will happen tomorrow. And suddenly, you will not find the stock there, because somebody else will pick it up. Allocate it. Customer order comes, allocate your stock to that. Let it be shipped afterwards. But packing and marking should be done as early as possible, as soon as possible. The order comes, pick it, pack it, mark it, over. Very, very important. Then staging and consolidation. Once the orders are packed, stage it. What is stage? Keep it on pallets. It is seen by all the people. It is like exhibition, staging. Orders are assembled on pallets, labeled, marked properly, ready for forklift truck to pick it up. As soon as orders are received at the shipping dock for staging, the pallets can be removed. That means after staging and consolidation, shipping. The orders can be delivered to the tailgate of the route truck as they are needed. Shipping, routing orders in advance. What is routing? Queue. Routing orders in advance permits the orders to be assembled for shipping in a sequence that helps your routing requirements. Computerization and front-end control, this helps in improving the efficiency of warehousing. All these systems, proper organization, proper systems, proper documentation and records. I tell you, you cannot fail. You cannot fail in your organization of stores. You cannot fail in customer order fulfillment. You cannot fail in supplying the goods to production. There will never be a lacuna. There will never be a delay in supply of the goods to the production, in fulfilling the customer orders. For that, I dedicated the chapter number 2 for the organization of people. And I dedicate the chapter number 3, that is current chapter, to the systems and procedures. Because I believe in planning and preparation, and I believe in systems and procedures. Because management is nothing but planning and organization and staffing and direction and control, and all these things will come by planning and preparation, systems and procedures. Staffing the proper people, right person at the right place, you cannot fail. And that is the essence of all these chapter number 2 and chapter number 3. Then store systems. There is a closed system. What is closed system? What is not open is called closed system. It is one in which all the materials are physically stored in a closed and controlled area. There is a lock also outside the stores room. The general practice is to maintain physical control by locking the storage area. For example, like we keep in our valuables in the bank locker. You must have kept your jewelry in the bank locker. There is a lock. So there, it is also a small store, jewelry. Very, very expensive items. Important items. Which, if they get stolen, your whole production line will come to a halt. As a rule, no person other than stores person is permitted in the stores area. Material enters and leaves the area only with the accompaniment of authorized document. That means only a proper person like general manager. If he authorizes the issue, then only I will issue it with proper checking with that man. This system is designed to afford maximum physical security, as I said, and to ensure tight accounting control of inventory material. That means this is a special material for which there cannot be any discrepancy. For example, if my bin card shows the stock of 50, only 50 parts have to be there. There cannot be 49. Otherwise, with 49, our production cannot run. They want all 50 together. 49 is like a lame person. There have to be 50 because all the 50 are required at a time to the production. For example, they are bearings of a machine. So there cannot be discrepancy. It is also imported at a time which is very expensive. So there cannot be discrepancy in that. So closed system is for such items. Open system is, like I told, in a company like Mahindra and Mahindra, material comes, material directly goes to the production shop. Completely it is managed by production people who allow the material to come. Okay, store people will take the material and put there in the shop. Their racks will be there. Then production people will be using it day to day, they will be using it, producing the vehicles. They produce 10 vehicles. It means that all the material as per the bill of materials has gone in that vehicle. Otherwise, vehicle cannot be produced, no? So all the material as per bill of materials list has gone. So what they do is, they have made 10 vehicles, 10 material, 10 vehicles into bill of materials, and that is the consumption. So like that it operates. It is the open system. Open source system is widely used in highly repetitive mass production type of operations. I said vehicle. That exhibit a continuous and predictable demand. What is predictable demand? I have to produce 10 vehicles, means I know what is required there. Bill of materials is there. I know exactly what is required. How many O-rings are required, how many bearings are required, how many gearboxes are required, how many engines are required, how many tires are required. Everything I know because it is written in the bill of materials. There is no confusion in that. So continuous and predictable demand for the same materials in plants using the open store system. No storeroom exists as such. Each material is stored as close to the point of use. For example, glasses required for a vehicle are directly supplied to the shop in sequence. It is called as sequencing. For example, as per the production schedule, the first vehicle is, let us say, Xylo, second is the Scorpio, third is some other vehicle is there, and then glasses are kept as per that schedule. It is called as sequencing, directly on the shop floor, and it is used by the production people. No store is required there. Each material is stored as close to the point of use. Materials are stored in bins, shelves, racks, pallets, tote boxes, and so on, much as they would be stored in a storeroom. Storage facilities are completely open, and any worker has access to storage facility. He doesn't have to give an issue indent. He directly takes the material from there and assembles it onto the engine or vehicle or whatever they are making. After the material is received, store personnel are usually responsible for delivery to the production areas. Production people do not take the material directly. Stores people, they will deliver the material to the production areas. They are also responsible for working out satisfactory storage arrangements with the production supervisor, such as bins, such as racks, such as kitting, such as sequencing, all that they are required. They are responsible for storage equipment, storage arrangement with the production supervisors. After the material has been delivered, production supervisors assume responsibility for material stored in their areas. The open system is designed to expedite production activities. It places emphasis on the physical security of the materials. However, since the material is used relatively quickly, it is not subject to deterioration, theft, and obsolescence because the material comes and on the same day, the material is consumed. because material required for that production schedule only comes just in time basis. For example, in the 10 vehicles which are planned to be made today, we need, let us say, 25 bearings. Only 25 bearings will come every day and they will be consumed. So there is no question of any theft, there is no question of any pilferage, there will not be any obsolescence, because material comes, material is consumed. Material comes, just in time it is consumed. So very good system, I have seen it in Mahindra & Mahindra. Works beautifully well, there are no discrepancies also. Properly it goes on without any problems. Physical inventory can be conducted in four ways. Fixed annual inventory. Annual means once in a year. When I was working in Bosch, on 31st of December of every year, we were closing down our production and taking only inventory for the full day. Full day inventory was going on. At the close of fiscal year, many companies take physical inventory. This necessitates shutting down the production operations and organizing a special crew for the inventory job. Some companies take inventory on the first day of every month also. Monthly inventory. Continuous inventory. That is perpetual inventory also. At the beginning of each year, some firms divide their inventory into 52 equal groups and assign one of these groups to physically counted every week. One group every week. 52 groups whole year. Thus the physical inventory operation goes on continuously without interruption of production operations, because actually interruption of production operation means crores of rupees are lost. Whereas in continuous inventory or perpetual inventory, because in sub companies, every day, say 25 items are physically counted. They are from ABC analysis, class A items are checked every day, 25. Once all the A items are over, then class B items are checked, then class C items are checked, 25 items every day. It is, however, ensured that all the class A items are definitely counted every month. That means class A attempts, even if they are counted once, again they are counted. Every class A attempt is counted every month. Others are in the routine, they are counted. That means 25 attempts every day, in that class A attempts are definitely counted, all the attempts are counted every month. This is called perpetual inventory, which sometimes I call it as continuous inventory also. This saves us from one day's production loss. Then low point inventory. What is low point? Some companies take physical inventory regularly whenever the stock level of item reaches lowest point. What is lowest point? Minimum inventory point. How to calculate that minimum, I will tell you. Afterwards, we are going to discuss that accounting. But once the item reaches its lowest point of stock, they go there and take the physical inventory and find out whether the stock tallies with the bin card or not. Then they raise the order and get the stock. In laying out a manufacturing operation, a layout engineer attempts to develop an efficient workflow that minimizes the transporting and handling of materials. This means that material should be stored as close to the point of use as possible. For example, material is very fast moving, it should be very near to the transportation. Hence, the use of decentralized storage facilities frequently reduces manufacturing cost. Centralization of store facilities yields significant benefits. From a managerial point of view, the major advantage of centralization is that it facilitates control of the total stores, manpower, materials, space utilization, and equipment. Decentralization, yes, it is good, But if you consider total organization, you need to save the money. Central organization gives you lower cost of the whole operation. It facilitates the control of total stores operation. It saves manpower. It saves lost materials. It saves space. And it saves equipment cost also. So you should have centralized store. Though I always said that decentralization has some benefits. So you should weigh and find out what is best. Thank you.